With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says he'll sign an order instructing Homeland Security Secretary to immediately pay TSA workers. In the meantime, the Senate early Friday morning approving a package to fund much of the rest of the DHS, but not the immigration enforcement operations central to the impasse. The deal next goes to the House, which is expected to take it up in a few hours Friday morning. Testifying this week before the House Homeland Security Committee, acting TSA Administrator Hom McNeil says more and more TSA officers have been staying home.
Prior to this shutdown, our TSO call-out rate was 4%. Now, multiple major airports are experiencing days where 40 to 50% of their staff are calling out because they simply cannot afford to report to work. This has led to the highest wait times in TSA history, with some wait times greater than 4.5 hours.
President Trump says Iran has allowed 10 oil tankers to pass through the Strait of Hormuz, calling the move a present tied to oil and gas that signaled Tehran's interest in possibly reaching a deal. Salem Radio Network military analyst Robert McGinnis says it can't be underestimated the role that artificial intelligence plays in the information that Iran sends out.
I wrote a piece that's coming out on Monday on AI's role in this war, and it's far more than has been reported in any opinion piece that I've seen. So, yeah, there's a lot to it. It's certainly part of the war operation and on offense and defense these days.
Federal judge weighing Fulton County, Georgia's demand that the FBI return ballots and records from the 2020 election that were seized from an Atlanta warehouse. Now, the judge plans to hear arguments after court-ordered mediation had failed. This is SRN News. The human rights campaign is losing influence. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington with that report.
The leading LGBT pressure group in this country has long issued its Corporate Equality Index, ranking major businesses on how much they support the gay agenda. But since President Trump's election in 2024, a lot of corporations have refused to be ranked by the HRC. About 60% of companies that used to submit to the HRC's index no longer do so, including giants such as Walmart, McDonald's, and IBM. Michael Harrington reporting.
Law enforcement officials taking steps to monitor and counter threats to Jewish communities nationwide since the onset of the war in the Middle East. Numerous hate crimes and attempted terrorist attacks have prompted increased security measures at houses of worship all across the country. Anti-Semitic incidents have been surging in Europe as well. This is SRN News. In Southeast Asia, nuclear power getting a second look in the surging demand for power for AI-focused data centers.
Analysts say the Iran war energy crisis is also adding momentum to nuclear interest in the region. Countries are reviving mothballed nuclear plans, and many have set ambitious targets that could lead to nuclear energy as part of the national power grids across half of Southeast Asia by the 2030s. Nations like Malaysia say nuclear can satisfy the region's energy-hungry data center industry, which has caught the eye of tech giants like Microsoft, Google, and NVIDIA. Bob Agner reporting.
Dash Crofts, who teamed with childhood friend Jim Seals for hits like Summer Breeze, Diamond Girl, and many others, has died. Seals and Crofts, part of a wave of million-selling soft rock bands in the late 70s, early 80s. Dash Croft, his real name was actually Daryl. He was 87. More details, srnnews.com.